Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
We'll have more on Game 4 Elimination Do or Die for the Guardians and the Tigers series. No pressure. No pressure at all. The Browns play on Sunday. I don't know if you know that, but the Browns do play on Sunday, the final of this godforsaken three-game road trip, which I'm sure has only aided to the craptastic start to the Browns season. I know what I'm talking about here, damn it. And usually we catch him on Wednesday because of the Guardians game. We moved him to today. The always jovial, the lovely, the warmth is about to come through the radio here. Daryl Ryder brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Heyo.
Heyo.
How you doing, fella?
I'm fine. I'm better than the Guardians and the Browns at this point.
All right, leave the Guardians' name out your mouth. All right, it was one loss after another loss. Come on, let's not put them and the Browns in the same boat, please.
I think the Browns have scored more recently than the Guardians have.
Oh no! Listen, you wanna goof on the Browns? That's fine.
Cavs season's just around the corner.
The Debbie Downer stuff with it. Let's do the Debbie Downer stuff on the Guardians when they actually lose, Daryl. Like when they're eliminated, they've got hope still.
Yes, they do have hope
and change. Now, with that,
do the Browns have hope though, Daryl?
Is no. I was trying to save you from that one, fella.
I didn't need saving from it, Nick. It is what it is.
Right on into it.
I'll be honest. There are times where you and I talk off air where it does sound like you need saving from covering the Browns right now. Is Deshaun playing for his job on Sunday against the Eagles?
No, I don't think he's playing for his job. I don't see them making a change. If there is a change, maybe it's in another area, be it play calling, be it coordinator, something like that. But when you have the type of investment that you have in him, they're just going to keep pounding their head against the brick wall, hoping that he finally gets it at some point and can get himself back on track. Unfortunately, it one, may never happen, or two, by the time it happens, this season is washed, and then, you know, you're looking to 2025.
Okay, so that leads perfectly into what I want to sort of get to, Daryl, because I heard Mary Kay on the morning show today talking about, like, that exact thing. The idea that the team is just going to continue to ride it out with Deshaun and hope it gets better. If they do that, and if they don't at some point bench Deshaun, or maybe even right now, is it a concession already that this season is simply about Deshaun and not necessarily about winning?
Well, it soon will be, especially if they lose on Sunday and fall to 1-5. Then it all becomes about how can they find some way to salvage this guy and get things at least moving in the right direction. The problem is, and I thought Joel Bitonio did a nice job of outlining this in the locker room, you know, from an offensive line standpoint, they can't point the finger at anyone because they have to improve their play, right? Yeah. Yeah. The receivers can't point their fingers at anyone because they have to improve their play. The quarterback can't point his finger at anyone because he's got to improve his play. So, yeah, it would be easy for everyone to, you know, get up and gripe and complain and say whose fault it is. But when everybody is an equal partner in the failure, you know, that kind of presents a unique situation. Does Deshaun have to be better? Absolutely. But so do his receivers. So do his offensive linemen. So and that's why I was asking guys the last couple of days, look, I mean, when it's everything going wrong, where do you start to turn this thing around? And really, I don't think anyone gave much of a satisfactory answer to that question. No. Because honestly, I feel like they're trying to figure it out.
Daryl, what is a worst-case scenario for the rest of the season if Deshaun plays the rest of the year? Deshaun keeps playing and is awful, or Deshaun keeps playing and is basically just consistently decent?
Well, I would say probably consistently decent just from the standpoint of then you're just clinging to false hope, right? Which is what we did for about 25 years. Pre-Baker Mayfield, every quarterback that they would start, I mean, it was just finding any ray of sunshine to cling to and say, well, at least this is good, or at least this works, or just talking yourself into the particular quarterback being good, right? So I almost kind of feel like that they're better off if this just keeps going the way it is, because then they have their answer, right? I mean, I think we have the answer already, but just to be fair to him, let's see what this season ultimately ends up looking like. But I kind of feel like if it just stays on this current trajectory, that you're just better off knowing this guy doesn't have it anymore. Okay, now what's the action plan going forward? He's got 2 more years fully guaranteed on that contract. Where's the eject button, and how fast can we press it without completely crippling the franchise both in the short term and the long term? So they really are stuck between a rock and a hard place right now. There is no easy solution or easy fix.
Daryl, if Kevin Stefanski doesn't have the absolute power to bench Deshaun on his own, does that earn the pass for you for him for this season?
Yeah, absolutely. Because if your people aren't empowered, how can you hold them accountable? You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's just how I feel about it. I maintain this offensive change this offseason.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keepandswitch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
It was completely unnecessary. I understand why they did it. I get it, but it's unnecessary.
They haven't really changed the offense, Daryl. We haven't seen any of the spread concepts they alluded to putting out there.
Well, I mean, whatever they're doing is hot garbage. It does not work. They don't move the ball. They can't convert on third down. Well, heck, they can't even get out of first and second down alive, so they can't convert on third down. They can't score points. We would be here all afternoon if I read off every category in which they rank dead last. Sunny side of the coin, hey, they're only 27th rushing the ball, so they got that going for them, which is nice.
Baby steps, Daryl. Baby steps with the offense. Along the lines of Kevin Stefanski, Ross Tucker, I know, was on with Nick and JP yesterday, and he made the comment that he still believes Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski are a top 10 GM head coach combo in the NFL. Do you agree with Ross in that assessment?
Oh, boy. Looking at this situation right now, it's really hard to say that because the talent that Berry has acquired is not performing. And the coaching from Stefanski and his coaching staff is not bearing fruit. Look, if Kevin got fired tomorrow, he'd have a job immediately if he wanted it, right? Same thing goes for Andrew Berry. I don't know if they're a top 10 duo in the league because the results that I'm seeing right now, like I keep saying, this team reminds me of the 1-31 bunch. But here's the difference. They had an excuse for going 1-31. The rosters were terrible. There was very little talent on those rosters. There is a boatload of very expensive talent on this roster. And for me, that's why I'm as harsh as I am on them, because for me, this is a joke. It really is. It's laughable how bad they are, and it's inexcusable. The mental mistakes that they make week in and week out, and we keep hearing the same thing every week. Well, we're working on it. We're going to work on it. We're going to fix it. It's fixable. No, it's not. We are going into week 6, and the same problems you had in week 5 are the same problems you had in training camp. There's been no improvement. So that's why I do feel that this is what it is, and you know, they can hang their hat on, well, they haven't played the AFC opponents yet. The problem is, this is the easy part of the schedule, and they're 1-4. The AFC opponents, things get much harder. So if it's this bad now, how worse is this thing going to get if there is not significant improvement?
Daryl, do we have an injury update? I know tomorrow's a big day, but kind of how are things looking injury-wise heading into tomorrow?
Well, I think, you know, look, David Njoku, I think, is going to play. Miles Garrett's going to play. You know, those guys will play. Obviously, the last Charlie Hewlett, that's very unusual that you have to put your long snapper on injured reserve. Grant Delpit, I'm not optimistic about him. He's in the concussion protocol. Denzel Ward, concerned about him. He's got a hamstring injury. So those are, you know, two big issues defensively that they have to deal with. Jed Wills, Zach Zinter, they got them on the injury report and have them as limited here. I'm not even going to try and figure out when Jack Conklin's ever going to play football again. I'm done with that. Those that are waiting with bated breath on Nick Chubb, I don't think he's going to play again this week. I think it's going to be against Cincinnati. And he's, I want to say he's usually fourth or fifth in line going through the position group reps, which is somewhat of an indication there that he's just not ready.
Darryl, we obviously heard Amari get asked about any potential outside noise regarding trade rumors with his name involved in them, and he brushed it off as like, yeah, I'm just focused on trying to win, obviously, here. But
right.
How many more, like how much longer until his name becomes louder and louder in those types of discussions do you think? Like, or maybe the better question is like, when does that become a realistic thing that the Browns explore trading him?
Well, I mean, they were already loud training
camp.
Yeah, right?
That's true. That's true. I mean, but okay. But now that the season's going in the toilet and the trade deadline's coming up, because once they didn't get Brandon Ayuk, it seemed like okay, we'll ride it out with Amari. Right. Now that we're in this sort of situation, when do they pick back up? I guess and get louder.
I'd say probably two more weeks as they get a little closer to the bye week. You know, see what the results are this week, and then when you come home against Cincinnati. And maybe even you wait a little longer for that Ravens game. Cause, for all intents and purposes, if you get to October 27th, and even if you win one of your next three games, you're dead in the water. You're not going anywhere. You're two and six. So, for me, I think they got to win two of the next three to feel like, okay, they got the paddles out and there's some life breathed back into this season. So I'd probably circle October 28th, 29th about when maybe some things could get serious. Again, depending what the results look like the next couple of weeks. And also, too, how does Amari Cooper look on the field? Because let's be honest about it, hadn't looked very good in the first five games.
Darryl, much appreciated, buddy. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Thanks, Darryl.
I look forward to it, guys.
Darryl Ryder brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. I think we're conflating a few things on the offense. I think we need to be very clear about when we start blaming people on the Browns. That's next on 92.3 The Fan. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.